Okay, well, it's uploading. The title of the next paper is INSTAR Exemplifying the Need for Soil Test Development, Correlation and Calibration in the 21st Century and Beyond. I would like also to mention the co-authors of this paper, Richard Norman, Nathan Slayton, Lionel Spinoza, Mortisa Muzaffari, and Clinton Roberts is the main author and is presenting the paper.
Thanks for the introduction. As you mentioned, my co-authors there. Over the past couple of years, we've tried to have a much more concerted effort in terms of having a unified voice in our soil fertility recommendations. And that includes everyone from the top of soil testing all the way down to our state soils extension specialist. And so I appreciate all the work that has gone into kind of unifying that voice and understanding that we're coming with one message in terms of our fertilizer recommendations. Just a brief outline, you know, what I want to discuss today is just a general basic overview of soil testing history in Arkansas, and then really get to an exciting development we have, and that is INSTAR, basically a soil-based nitrogen test for rice production, and then where we see this going in the future. So the birth of soil testing in Arkansas, you know, it kind of goes back to what Larry mentioned, you know, post-World War II, there was a kind of a new era that came in when we started actually trying to analyze soils and predict nitrogen rates. The first soil test lab was actually held in Fayetteville in an old men's dormitory. And you can see the limitation there. He accepted 10 samples per county. He had his students do the analysis, and then he would make a recommendation. And I think this is kind of interesting because you know, we didn't have correlation and calibration curves or anything like that. So what was he actually recommending? You move on just a few years later, and one of the most interesting things I think about University of Arkansas situation is we, through the Farm Bureau and the General State Assembly, enacted a fertilizer tonnage fee to support our soil testing services. So this was initiated in roughly 1949, 1950, where we basically introduced a flat tax of 25 cents per ton of fertilizer sold, and this would go into an account to support soil tests for the state of Arkansas. Out of this, it basically supported free soil testing services for producers. That first routine analysis that was considered free basically covered pH, Bray-1, phosphorus, and then potassium, calcium, and magnesium by ammonium acetate, and then they actually gave you soil organic matter by Walkley Black. Moving on into the future, you know, in the 1980s, we really saw a big change in technology with the introduction of Malic 3, and with that, we saw an increase in demand for soil testing. Just due to all those continuous years of cropping, producers begin to understand that you had to start putting back what you were taking out in order to achieve those maximal yields. Well, with the increase in technology fees and those increases in demands, the Soil Test Research Board went back and asked for an increase in that tonnage fee. And the idea behind that was the greater demand for those soil analysis and the technology fee really required more money to keep that going. And with the Malic 3, obviously we had a change in our routine analysis package that was provided free to the farmers. With the switch to the Malic 3, we could give a much broader range of soil nutrients. We also started to see more of these micronutrient deficiencies, which was a good timing for us to be able to correlate these. Nitrate was something that was offered as something like a pre-side dress nitrate test. And then we switched over and we actually started to charge for soil organic matter, cotton pied oil, and soil texture samples. So changing demands. You know, over time, we've seen a pretty strong shift in the number of samples that we get. You know, I work with producers on a one-to-one basis quite a bit, and I also work with consultants kind of in a separate atmosphere. And what we find is that over time, we've seen a very steady increase in the number of samples that we analyze per year. And you can see here, you know, basically going from 30,000 samples per year in 1980. And then in 2010, we analyzed roughly 140,000 soil samples. And so it's kind of an interesting situation because, you know, traditionally we have just done basic soil sampling methods. And in the past few recent years, there's been a huge push for variable rate technology in our state. And the one thing that I would say is nothing's going to kill a free soil testing service quicker than variable rate technology, because you go from analyzing, you know, on a field basis to basically doing variable rate, and you triple, quadruple, or multiply your number of samples analyzed by a magnitude of 10 in a very short time span. And free soil analysis is very conducive to variable rate technology, because if your sample analysis is free, why not take, you know, as many samples as you can? And so in the past few years, we've seen obviously a huge increase in the number of samples coming into our soil test lab, and we had to make the difficult decision of going back to the state legislature and saying, you know, we need more money to support the soil testing, the free soil testing services in the state of Arkansas. And, you know, you always have that problem when you go to a state legislature and ask for to increase something, that they might just take it away altogether. But basically it came down to the point where we felt like we needed to provide this service, and the only way that we could do it was through additional fertilizer tonnage fees. And we actually got that passed in 2010. So you can see a steady increase up to $2.40 per ton for that fee, which goes in to supply basically the expenses necessary to provide that free soil analysis. We have another unique situation that's kind of added into this, and that is that the fertilizer tonnage fee in Arkansas not only provides the maintenance for that free soil analysis, but a portion of that money is set aside for soil testing research. And that's very important because, as many of us know, in soil fertility, there's not a lot of money for correlation and calibration work. And one of the big things that we've tried to express to producers and consultants is that if you don't have up-to-date correlation and calibration relationships, variable rate technology is useless. Okay, if you can't accurately predict fertilizer needs, you don't need to be taking grid samples and sending them in. And so back in roughly 2000, there was a big push in our state to update our phosphorus and potassium recommendations for all of our primary crops. And that was led by Dr. Nathan Slayton. And really that funding came out of this tonnage fee to support that research. And what we have now is basically up-to-date recommendations, primarily phosphorus and potassium, for our major crops, which are rice, soybean, wheat, and then obviously Bermuda grass is a portion of that due to the influence of northwest Arkansas. The estimate, you know, we always like to talk about the return to the producers. If you looked in 2010, the free soil analysis that was provided to Arkansas farmers was roughly worth around $2 million. And that's just assuming a set fee that a private lab might charge for the same type of analytical services. So we feel like we're providing not only a good quality service, but we're providing an essential service for our producers in order to maintain a certain level of profitability. So the increasing need for soil testing, you know, you watch soil fertilizer, or you watch fertilizer prices, and it's always kind of interesting. You know, I always think about real-world situations. You know, when gas is $3.50 a gallon, everybody complains, you know. But when it drops back to $3 a gallon, we don't complain as much because it's not $3.50. Well, that is happening right now with our fertilizer prices. You know, they spiked up to about $1,000 a ton for, you know, triple superphosphate and muriate of potash, and then they've kind of dropped back down in this range of, you know, $600 to $800. Well, it wasn't that long ago, you know, we were paying $100, $200 a ton for this same material. And so what this really does is exemplify the need to keep continually testing for these nutrients. So the need for new soil test methods. This is kind of what I've been working on at the University of Arkansas, and that is the development of a soil-based nitrogen test. You know, what we've seen is, I kind of think of it as like a magic bullet. For years and years, we've been seeing things that we can't explain in terms of nitrogen fertility. And, you know, why couldn't we make this work in terms of developing a soil-based nitrogen test? A few years ago, the Illinois soil nitrogen test kind of reignited the interest in this arena. The results of that were kind of widespread and mixed across the country. You know, and we thought, you know, it worked in some places and it didn't work in others. You know, but would it work in Arkansas? And one of the big keys to that, when you put it together and you start to work on a method like this, you really have to have the correct analytical procedure. You have to have consistent nitrogen uptake efficiency. And the reason I say that is, you know, if you have one in-response trial that's only using 35% of the nitrogen, and you have another nitrogen response trial that's using 65% of the nitrogen, you can't really compare those apples to apples. And you have to quantify the crop's effective rooting depth. So what we thought is, what better crop than rice? If a soil-based nitrogen test is going to work any crop, it's going to work in rice. So we developed basically what we call NSTAR, which stands for Nitrogen Soil Test for Rice. We sample 45 centimeters deep, which is the effective rooting depth of rice produced on silt loam soils. You can see the calibration curve that we have here is basically 0.89. We feel pretty comfortable with that. So why does it work in flooded rice? We think there's three main reasons. You know, you have a flooded soil, which regulates moisture and oxygen potential. Delayed flood rice has the highest nitrogen use efficiency of any domesticated crop in the world. And if we manage our production system correctly, we eliminate a lot of the nitrogen loss pathways for our fertilizer applications. You know, why was the method successful? We measure basically readily available or mineralizable nitrogen compounds in the soil. We think that's an important part of it. And the sampling depth, I think, was a big key for us. When you sample deeper, when you actually sample the effective rooting zone of the crop, it can have a major effect on what you're seeing there. Just field validation, you know, we've had 21 site years of data. Basically what we found is the NSTAR recommendation produce yields that will equal to or greater than our standard recommendation 100% of the time. In order to get acceptance of this, we really had to move on to field scale strip trials. Basically what we wanted to do is use this for research and demonstration. This past year we had nitrogen rates ranging from 40 to 151 kilograms of N per hectare. And, you know, when you think about this, the standard recommendation that these producers were applying to their strips and that they would traditionally apply is 165 to 190 kilograms of N. So we didn't have a single field this year that equaled the standard recommendation, which identifies to us that there's potential for a huge impact of this technology across our state. Basically what we found was that the rate recommendations resulted in yields that were equal to or greater than the farmer practice. We had an average nitrogen fertilizer savings across those 12 strips of 50 kilograms of N per hectare, and that equates to $36 per hectare just in nitrogen input costs. What is the goal of NSTAR? It's really three things. Maximize producer profitability, provide field-specific nitrogen rates, and improve long-term sustainability. Well, what is the cost and reward associated with this type of technology? You know, I've shown you the potential savings of $36 per hectare. This is basically the input costs associated with our primary crops that receive nitrogen fertilization. And I'm going to skip through because I'm running out of time here. But the main question we have to ask ourselves and our producers is, you know, we just increased the tonnage fee. And this is a new soil test that we want to add to our suite of services. How are we going to pay for it? And that's a big question that we have to answer before we can implement this soil test service on a wide-scale basis. And you know, one of those things is the potential not only for rice, but we've got a soil test for wheat that will be coming out, and we're starting to work for on one for corn. And so that's the big question we have to work on is, you know, we've already asked for more money, but we have a new soil test, and who is going to pay for it is the big question. And I'll be around to answer questions later in the session.